we can have the victory over sin. We can walk uprightly, righteously, godly. And I know more than anyone how frustrating that can be when you want something like that. And you're caught between two things. Wanting to talk about the truth of it, meaning you know in the scriptures it says so, but then having not yet completely obtained it in yourself. And thinking, what now, do I go into a hypocrisy and I start pretending like I have what I don't have? Or, you know, and it leads to all kinds of temptation in that regard. And I think, I don't know, I can't judge other men. I can only judge myself. And I know that that's what I'm up against. I've had victory, and I've also had frustration. You know, but I've had frustration in the past that turned into victory. So I'm hopeful on that account. The grace of God, as I've said before, is His favor towards us, right? And I know I'm repeating myself, and I really don't care. But He favors us. And so He brings things into our life. Does God play favorite? I know people who are, you know, into the Bible and into free will, they're going to say to me, God doesn't, He's no respecter of persons, and blah, 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 blah. It's like, well, He chose Abraham, and He didn't choose any other man. He chose, you know, it's not about being, respecting of persons is this very specific idea of, like, well, a rich man, you know, God, oh, He's somebody, you know, he was an important guy in the world, meaning respecting the persons, I mean, God has no problem choosing a guy off the street, a total derelict, a life that looks like it's totally, you know, worthless. You know what I mean? Like someone whose life looks like it's just totally run down and failed. Drunk off the street, drug abuse, all that. You know, those are the kind of things I was in. And He has no problem taking from the dregs of society. He doesn't just pick the upper crust. In fact, God, according to scriptures, is just the opposite. He tends not to pick people who have personal qualities that are, you know, that make them seem better than other people. Not that He doesn't pick those people. It's just there's not many. It was said earlier in this book, right? Not many wise are called, not many mighty. And he's saying this grace, which was Paul, what was the grace of God towards Paul? Well, He struck him down off the horse. He struck him down blind on his way to Damascus. You know how many people that would affect? You know, people say to me, oh, God loves everybody. He wants them to all be converted. He wants them all to be converted. Well, if He wants these, you know, atheists and so on to be converted, then why doesn't He strike them down blind? Well, you know, there's excuses for me. You know, I don't know. God had, you know, He struck me down enough to get my attention. He gave me enough of a experience that would probably make people think I'm a complete nut if I talk to, you know, when I will, and I'll talk about it. About the feeling power come on you and stuff like that. You know, when you talk about stuff like this, like, oh God, this guy's crazy. I would just expect people to do that, because that's exactly what I would do, and I have done in the past. These people made fantastic claims. You know, you have an experience to say that, you know, Paul, but he's just a liar, right? That's what people think. Oh, he's just making it up. Struck down blind. You know, he just had a sort of a epiphany, like, hey, maybe I should become a Christian and stop persecuting the church. Well, for him, it was a very powerful experience. Now, if Jesus had done that for some of His other enemies, they also would have repented. But He didn't. Where's the discrepancy? It's because of the calling and election of God. He does things which to us seem arbitrary, but they're according to His plans. Because He doesn't take us into His counsel. Like, well, what do you think? How should I do this? Can you tell me, counsel me, advise me what seems right to you? That's what people want God to be like. And in fact, they always make God according to what thinks right to them. They always read the scriptures according to what seems right to them. They read the scriptures and say, well, what seems right to me? Because so much of what is in the scriptures seems so wrong to people. When it says, like, that God, you know, hardens the hearts, and He calls, you know, when it says scriptures like, God has created all things for Himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil, that can't mean what I think it means. some people actually see this, and they look at it, and they hate God. They think, oh, God's terrible. And it's like, you know what? That's a more honest assessment of the Scripture. This God of the Scriptures isn't for those people because they can't stand him. I love it. But I said, well, you're a psychopath. Say as you please. That pleases me well. I don't care. Because what am I going to do? You know, what am I going to stop thinking the way I think? I could try, but I already stopped thinking a different way and to come to where I am now. Can you just up and decide to be different than you really are? You know, I mean, just there are things that change people and experiences that come that shape us and alter us, and we have these moments in life where we have these turning points and so on and so forth, and that's all part of our makeup. But there are many things which are not according to our own will. Meaning that we might be willing to do it differently, but we can't. So let's continue on 1 Corinthians 15. I'd like to just continue on rambling. Oh, fill a page back. I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which is because what enables me to do anything, or you to do anything, or any man of God, or not of God to do anything, is according to whatever is given them. You know, a person of limited mental capacity has a limited ability to take on mental tasks and hold ideas in their head, you know, and to explain things. I'm going to suffer under those limitations, and other people suffer under those limitations. And, you know, these things affect us and how we relate to other people. And same thing with Paul, he's saying, he labored, but it wasn't him, it was according to the, previously he had lived under the Jewish law and the Scripture, he didn't have this understanding of, when he was struck down, it changed his entire worldview. In his view of his religion, where everything in the past was based on the works they did and having, you know, all the right clothing, all the right this, all the right that. You know, the New Testament threw out all those laws, and Paul was very instrumental in making sure that got through to us. Though Jesus certainly, he flaunted the Sabbath. He did things on the Sabbath that God in the Old Testament plainly called violations.